Jesus Christ is the light that lightens up the darkness of the world. Good morning. This is your announcer, Debbie Wisniewski, seated just off the chancel of St. John's on this, the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. As this commentary leads you through our worship service, we hope you will feel as if you are here with us in person. Our order of worship this morning is Divine Service 2 on page 158 of Lutheran Worship. We begin our worship this morning by singing Within the Father's House, hymn number 80 in Lutheran Worship.
Secret of the Lord escapes each human eye, and faithful pondering hearts await the full epiphany. Lord, enter now our souls and teach us by your grace each dim revealing of yourself with love to all to trace. Till we behold your face and know you as you own, you Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, co-equal three in one.
Good morning.
Morning.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with all of you this morning for worship. It's the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany. We'll be following the order of service as it's printed before you in your worship bulletin. We'll continue now with the brief order of confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake, he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and their praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to His people on earth.
We worship You, we give You thanks, we praise You for Your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, You take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for You alone are the Holy One, You alone are the Lord, You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Look at that. Even without the organ, you carried it. That is great. Let's pray together the prayer of the day. We pray, compassionate God, You gather the whole universe into Your radiant presence and continually reveal Your Son as our Savior. Bring wholeness to all that is broken and speak truth to us in our confusion, that all creation will see and know Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The lector this morning is Jamie Bloom. May God open our hearts to receive the word He speaks to us through her.
The first reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him, for this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, "Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see his great fire any more, or we will die." The Lord said to me, "What they say is good. I will raise up from them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him. I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name. But a prophet who presumes to speak in my name anything I have not commanded, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, is to be put to death. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the responsive reading of Psalm 111 as printed in your worship bulletin.
Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provides redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. Now about food sacrificed to idols. We know that we all possess knowledge, but knowledge puffs up while love builds up. Those who think they know something do not yet know as they ought to know. But whoever loves God is known by God. So then, about eating food sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world, and that there is no God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom all whom we live. But not everyone possesses this knowledge. Some people are still so accustomed to idols that when they eat sacrificial food, they think of it as having been sacrificed to a god. And since their conscience is weak, it is defiled. But food does not bring us near to God. We are no worse if we do not eat, and no better if we do. Be careful, however, that the exercise of your rights does not become a stumbling block to the weak. For if someone with a weak conscience sees you, with all your knowledge, eating in an idol's temple, won't that person be emboldened to eat what is sacrificed to idols? So this weak brother or sister for whom Christ died is destroyed by your knowledge. When you sin against them in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother or sister to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause them to fall. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter, verses 21 through 28.
To you, O Lord.
They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority? He even gives orders to impure spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith together now in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please have a seat.
Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, Holy Father, In Your Mercy, hymn number 469 in Lutheran worship. This is your hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
In your care, Jesus, Savior, let your presence be their light and guide. Keep, oh, keep them in their weakness at your side. When they sorrow, when in danger, when in loneliness, in your love look down and comfort their distress. May the joy of your salvation be their strength and stay. May they love you, may they praise you day by day. Holy Spirit, let your teaching sanctify their life. Send your grace that they may conquer in the strife. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are God alone. Bless them, guide them, save them, keep them all your own.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text I chose for the sermon this morning is taken from St. Mark's Gospel, the first chapter, verse 21 through 28. I think that you'll agree with me when I say that we live in a world of lots and lots of words. I mean, think about it. Words are everywhere. We communicate to one another with words. We read words in the newspaper or on the internet. We hear and see words on TV and all different kinds of places, right? We see and hear words. Words are everywhere, over the phones, so on and so forth. So many words sometimes, and so many people have so many different things to say. You know, I once heard of a story of before I get to that story, let me backtrack a second here. These words, with hearing so many words all the time, isn't it true that sometimes we can lose interest in the words? And I hope that you don't lose interest in these next 15 minutes in the words that I have to say. But isn't it true, though, we can lose interest in words? Because I think we become so bombarded with words, they're all over the place, that sometimes we just completely lose interest. We can tune out, if you will. Doesn't it happen? And this is where I want to tell you the story. There was a news reporter who was once convinced that people almost, well, I don't want to say instantly, but very, very quickly begin to not pay attention to what you have to say. And so he kind of ran this little test. He was going to a party, and he purposely arrived to that party late. And when he walked through the door late, the hostess said, "Oh, it's good to have you here." And he says, "Oh, I'm so sorry that I'm late." And he came up with these absurd examples of why he was late. I just finished robbing a bank. I had to whack or kill my mistress. And the hostess says, "Oh, that's nice. We're all so busy. It's okay. We understand. Have a good time." You know, we begin to, now of course we don't condone that kind of behavior, but it just went to go and prove that point that sometimes you say things and people are just not at all listening to what you said. Now, to further this, as the party and the gathering went on, right, You know how it is when you go to a party or a get-together. People mingle and they make small talk, right? And sometimes you could do without the small talk. I'm sorry, I'm just being honest. But that's just how it is. Sometimes the stuff you talk about is like, really? Are we really talking about this right now? But anyway, so you know how it goes. You make small talk, right? And so here he is. He's mingling in this party and somebody comes up. Oh, how are you? It's good to see you or good to meet you. What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a state executioner at the local penitentiary. Really? That's an interesting job. How's business look for you this year? We just sometimes tune it right out. Words are everywhere. Words can so very easily become irrelevant. They can lose their meaning. But I know that you know just as well as I do, there are some words that really demand our attention. There are some words that are really worth our attention because of what those words mean. And what those words mean particularly for our lives. Now I have to admit that when I sat down to write this week and I came across the three readings that were listed, I had a serious case of writer's block. I, for the first time in a long time, felt like I didn't have words to say. But don't get too excited because I found them. Right? But I did. I looked at the three readings. I said, man, what am I going to do with this? Now, the first reading talks about, you know, the sending of a prophet. And then the second reading has to do with all of this, Christian freedom, but being careful not to abuse your freedom because that can lead people astray. And then you come to the gospel reading. The gospel reading talks about Jesus and his authority and then the driving out of this demon-possessed man. So what am I going to do with this? But then it struck me, as I read that gospel through, I found some stuff in there that I think speaks to you and to me as we think about God's Word, the words and the teachings of our Jesus particularly. Now let's recap that gospel for a second. If you remember, we meet Jesus, right? And here Jesus is on the Sabbath day, the day of rest, much like we're experiencing right here today. And so he's teaching in the synagogue, and the people who are listening to him are just really amazed. Isn't that the words that the gospel uses? They were amazed. They were astonished at his teachings. He taught like no one they had ever heard. The gospel then goes on to say that he spoke with such and taught with such authority. He was captivating. I suppose that if we were sitting in his presence face to face as they were, there you could hear a pin drop. Every eye was fixed on him as he spoke with such conviction, such passion, and such compassion. So here Jesus is teaching these eager people, these people eager to learn. Here he is teaching, and then all of a sudden there's someone in the group that kind of shouts out and says, I've been possessed with unclean spirits. Cries out in that distress and then those demons sort of begin to bark these different things out. And then what does Jesus do? He says, be quiet. I'm paraphrasing the gospel, right? Be quiet. Get out of him. Go. And there they went. Jesus spoke that day with authority. And there was such a power in his words. So I don't know, what can we take from this gospel reading? And this is where initially I sat and scratched my head. What can I do with this one? So here's what I came up with. Here's how I see it. In a world that is filled with so many words, with so many people who are around us who have things to say, the words and teachings of Jesus stand out and stand above them all. You see, when those people were gathered in that synagogue that day, they heard and they listened intently. Jesus spoke with authority, and if Jesus does, in fact, speak with authority, His words stand out and stand above any of the words that the world has to say today. This Jesus speaks with authority as from the Father. After all, Jesus and the Father are one. And so these words that He speaks, these teachings of our Jesus, mean something for us too. They're words that matter, aren't they? They're words that are life-changing and yet at the same time never-changing. How wonderful is that? Think about that. The teachings and the words of Jesus are never-changing. We kind of operate much differently than that sometimes, don't we? In one breath I can tell you one thing and the next day I can completely act differently or speak something completely contrary. These words of Jesus, they matter. They're life-changing and they're never-changing. And it's an unchangeable truth then that's meant for our good and the good of those we love. And so it was that day when people were in that synagogue and they were gathered, they listened. They listened with interest. They took it all in. In a world of so many words, it does us well then to stop, to listen. To listen to the teachings of Jesus. These words that stand out and above all the other words of the world because they matter. They change us. They shape us. They empower us. Now here's something else. That day in the synagogue, when Jesus spoke, things happened, didn't they? In a world of so many words then, when Jesus speaks, good things happen. In the gospel, it was with great authority and with great power that day that Jesus spoke and He drove out those demons. Demons, by the way, that were terrified of Him. It's true. When Jesus speaks, things do happen. And the same can be said for you and for me. Fast forward a little bit from that gospel now. On the cross, Jesus spoke some words for you and me, didn't He? He said, "It is finished." And it was. His death, His glorious resurrection, sealed the deal. He drove out sin, death, and the devil for you and for me. That day, you see, Jesus went to work. His word, "It is finished," was power for you and for me. And what good news that is for us. That day in the synagogue, there was a man that was overcome by evil spirits. And he was restored. The weights that had weighed him down were lifted right off. And the result, faith, amazement, hope, those were things that were his. Today the same is for you and for me. The word of Jesus is once again declared in our hearing right in this place. We, a people who are sometimes burdened and weighed down by sin and the things of this world, we hear today that we are forgiven. The weight lifted. Get behind me, Satan, then begin become our words. I am free. I am restored in the power of Christ Jesus, who you have no power over. If you have no power over him, you have no power over me, because Jesus is mine, and there is nothing now that can separate me from the love of the Father in Christ Jesus. You see, not only do we have the promise of forgiveness and life with our Jesus forever, but here's the other side. There's a lot of stuff in this world, in this life, that can trigger fear in us, isn't there? There's a lot of stuff that can have us trembling at times as we see all the words in the newspapers and all the different things that are happening in the world, maybe even the things that are happening just right here in our own lives. There's a lot that can have us fearful. But those things aren't too big for our Jesus. He's the one who can calm the storms. He's the one who can bring to us a peace unlike the world can ever give. And that brings me to my final point in all of this. The word of Jesus makes all the difference. You see, the word of Jesus, in a world of so many words all around us, the words of Jesus are just what we need. The words of Jesus are just what our world needs a little more of. No, not a little more. A lot more. Us too. That word, friends, is truth. In that word of Christ, we see promises. A promise that says to you and me that He never fails us. And in that word, then, we are filled with hope overflowing. A hope that says to you and me, things can change. A hope that says to you and me, we are never stuck. Hope and a certainty and a confidence that says, as long as I have Jesus, I am whole. No matter the circumstance. It's this Jesus and His unchanging Word that is the only sure thing we will always have in this ever-changing world filled with ever-changing lives. And so, my friends, in a world so full of words all over the place, this is the one word we could use a whole lot more of. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by the Honiaki family for our 9th wedding anniversary. Thank you.
In addition to those who are printed in the prayers in your worship bulletin, please say a special word of prayer for Rose Kirsch. I'm sure all of you know Rose and Rick Thurner, but Rose was recently diagnosed with cancer, so please pray for Rose. For Barb Pashadlo, Barb is a new member of our congregation. She suffered a mini stroke and was hospitalized this past week, so please say a word of prayer for her. For John Huey's mom, Deb, who experienced a rib and subsequently a lung injury, please keep her in your prayers. For Tom Gronkowski, that's Elaine's husband. Elaine, the artist, for those of you who remember Elaine. Tom is experiencing some medical issues, looking at some possible surgery, so please pray for Tom. For Ernie Reitzel, I spoke with Sue Reitzel yesterday. Ernie took a fall a few weeks back, and he was hospitalized and had some surgery as a result. So recovery is kind of slow. That's why we haven't seen Ernie in church. But please say a word of prayer for Ernie that God would continue to heal him. But also say a word of prayer for Sue that God would continue to give her strength to be a faithful caregiver. Fill her with compassion and patience and wisdom to take good care of him. So please do pray for Ernie and Sue. And last but not least, I don't know if I'm supposed to announce this or not, but I'm going to anyway, and if I get in trouble for it, that's all right. Say a word for a prayer for Deanne Lorenz. Deanne had some minor surgery this past week. She's home. She's recovering. But that's, I think, why Ed's flying solo today. So say a word of prayer for Deanne that God would continue to heal her as well. Let's pray. Confident that God, our light and our salvation, hears us when we pray, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For peace and justice throughout the world, for political leaders, especially Donald, our president, for those who provide public service and those serving in our armed forces, especially Tracy and William from our congregation, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For the homeless, the unemployed, the underemployed, and their advocates. For the sick, the suffering, and their caregivers. For the weak in body, mind, and spirit. Especially today we pray for Rose and Barb, Deb, Tom, Ernie, and Sue. We pray for Deanne. We pray for all of those who are listed in our worship bulletin, and although we're not naming each of their names, we know you know their names, no doubt. Lord, we pray for our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts, that your compassion might be felt by all in need. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For those in our congregation, for those missing from our worship today, for friends and family both near and far, we pray today for the Reba, Roll, Romsberg, Rowell, and Russell families. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing on the St. John's Radio Ministry, the support staff at WXRL, our commentators, and all listeners, that as this ministry continues, more and more people may come to know the saving message of the gospel through it. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. Lord God, be with the St. Luke Food Pantry and everybody at Plymouth Crossroad, that together we may all be aware of the needs in those places, and may the presence of your love, compassion, and charity continue to shine in those communities. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. Merciful God, you hear our prayers even before we speak them. Receive them for the sake of the one through whom you have revealed your goodness, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And we pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
The recessional hymn this morning is Nearer, My God, to Thee, hymn number 514 in Lutheran Worship.
Nearer
Please have a seat for a moment. Good morning again. Good to be with all of you. Good to worship with you. I hope you've been blessed this morning in worship. I hope that sermon that I struggled to find words for worked, because I don't have time to write it again for 11:15. So I hope that was okay. But again, I do pray that you've been blessed. A very special word of welcome to guests and visitors who are here with us this morning. It's good to have you, and again, I pray that you've been blessed. If you're visiting with us this morning, I would ask God that you, if you can, just take a moment and sign our guest book. The guest book is right out in the fellowship area by the doors, the doors at the back of the church. So if you could sign that book for us, that would be great. A couple of quick announcements before you go. It's hard to believe that Lent is coming up upon us. February 14th is Ash Wednesday already. So that is going to be here before... It is so hard to believe, isn't it? It feels like you just finished up with Christmas and we're moving already into the Lent season. So, but anyway, there's Lent devotional books that are available for you, or can be available for you. There's a sign-up sheet out in the fellowship area on the bulletin board. So if you're interested in a Lent devotional, there's adult devotionals, and there's also the children's devotional books. If you're interested in those, get your name on that sign-up sheet so that we can get that order in and have them here on time for you for Lent. All right. Your financial statements are available as well. You probably saw all that kind of stuff when you came in. But if you have not received or taken your financial statement, please make sure you grab that before you go. If you can't find your financial statement in there, please let me know, and I'll leave a note for Stella to print one out for you. There have been a couple of people who have indicated theirs wasn't in there, so just let me know, and we'll make sure that we get that taken care of for you. The February journal is also available. I'm sure you saw those when you came in, so make sure you grab your copy of the February journal. And as I mentioned the last couple of weeks, next weekend we welcome into our congregation about 45 new members during all three of the worship services. So if you are one of those new members that are coming in, whether it's through the, you know, you're brand new to Lutheranism, or if you're a transfer, please make sure that you make your way here at some point next weekend at one of the three services, so that we can officially welcome you into our congregation. For those of you who are not in the new member class, please come too to support them and to welcome them into St. John's. We're truly blessed by this group. It's a neat group. I had the opportunity to work with, well, what would you say, about 25 or so over the last 3 weeks in the new member class. And It's the age group. It's a variety of folks, and there's a number of transfers, people that are coming to us from other Lutheran congregations. So it is an impressive number. But here's the thing: we need to continue to pray for folks as they come to St. John's. Over the last couple of years, we've had very, very decent sized new member classes, but we got to pray that these folks, when they come to St. John's, that they continue to be a part of St. John's. Unfortunately, you see that sometimes people will join and then we don't see them for a while. So please continue to pray for everybody in this congregation, that they continue to be moved by the Spirit to be a part of St. John's and the beautiful place that God has given us here. So now I made that a sermonette because I finished early today. So we still have about 5 minutes on the radio broadcast. So you want to sing another hymn just to fill the air? Does that sound good? What do you want to sing? Amazing Grace it is. Amazing Grace. What is that? 509? What is it? 509. Amazing Grace.
hope secures. He will my shield and fortress be. As life endures, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far. His grace shall lead me home. Yes, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, amazing grace shall then prevail in heaven's joy and peace.
That bought us about a minute. Anyway, we'll stop. That's a good place to stop. Amazing grace, no doubt. God's love for each of us, and what a joy it is to hear that love in our ears each week as we gather in this place. My friends, have a blessed week. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Hey, how are you, buddy? Have a good week, huh?
St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043, or you may call the office at 683-3947. This is your announcer, Debbie Wisniewski, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.